Relax and indulge at Nemacolin's Woodland Spa and Holistic Healing Center, where you'll find relaxing massages and treatments, cutting-edge therapies, and traditional holistic practices to uncover life balance and overall wellness. Nemacolin's Holistic Healing Center offers guests innovative, personalized, and unique offerings, including yoga retreats, special services like infrared light therapy, cryotherapy, and more that you won't find anywhere else. To plan your wellness escape, visit nemacolin.com for more details.
With today's Jaldi 5, here are your hosts, Jaggu and Tarana.
Welcome back to Jaldi 5, an assortment of 5 quirky pieces of news you could use for guaranteed entertainment and the enlightenment of the people around you. These are the stories that don't quite make it to the headlines but are heady enough to grab your attention. I'm Tarana.
I'm Jaggu. And once you listen, don't keep them to yourself. Share them when you're in conversations with friends and colleagues. We're betting that they will sit up and take notice as you throw in something interesting that's not only out of the box but also relevant. So let's get you started with your 5 for today.
Number 5.
If you're one of those who collect stuff without actually knowing what to do with it, then fret not. You're in great company. That of a very famous conservation biologist doctor called Kurt Benischke, who created the world's first frozen zoo. So back in 1975, he founded the Center for Reproduction of Endangered Species, and in the corner of his modest lab, he had a freezer full of liquid nitrogen with a poster that read, "You must collect things for reasons you don't yet understand."
Wah! Sadly, the wise old man is no more, but his research lives on. As more and more species are getting extinct, it's become a race against time for today's scientists to bank the tissues and cells of creatures and plants disappearing from our world. By their own admission, the scientists don't necessarily know what they'll be able to do with these genetic libraries, but to lose them would be a big mistake.
Clearly, the scientists feel better to have it and not need it than to not have it in case you need it. Last week, Oliver Ryder, the director of San Diego Zoo, told a conference full of scientists that they have nearly 10,000 cell cultures of 1,000 different species. This is the largest animal cryobank in the world, with its frozen zoo that preserves samples for the future.
So here's how they do it. The trick is to let the samples drop to temperatures of minus 196 degrees Celsius. This is in liquid nitrogen, but ensure that no ice crystals form on them. That temperature arrests all biological activity, including the degradation of genetic material. There's a lot of information inside those banked cells. They can throw light on everything from the evolution of the species to its aging and genetics.
But there's more unbelievable stuff that can give ideas for the next season of Black Mirror. Like, one of the primary goals of the frozen zoo is to help add genetic diversity to endangered populations. So the idea is to try and see if they can transfer genes of stronger species into weaker ones, make them fitter, and add genetic diversity of the distressed population to help them grow and evolve.
One of the species that the frozen zoo is aiming to rescue is the northern white rhino. As of today, the only living females are found in Kenya, but they're too old to reproduce. Their cell cultures are banked. So once they find a technology, all they have to do is get the cells out of the freezer, let them thaw, then turn them into pluripotent stem cells, make egg and sperm, and bam, a brand new baby rhino.
Number 4.
Moving on from baby rhinos to human babies, here's a piece of news that can excite, amuse, and even confuse the most diehard feminist. For the past 12 years, a Polish town called Mieszczanki has been witnessing the birth of only baby girls.
Yes, you heard that right. Not a single male child has been born in over a decade amongst the entire population of, 300 people in total. Most of them women, of course.
So after hearing about this unusual sex ratio, the head of the medical genetics department at the University of Warsaw decided to play Sherlock and solve this mystery. He said it starts with diving deep into the birth certificates, confirming that a child's parents are not related to each other, not even distantly. Next is to thoroughly interview parents and children and check their environmental conditions and perhaps find some more clues.
But the locals say it's been like this for as long as they can remember. The mayor of the town, not surprisingly a father of 2 girls, has gone ahead and announced that he will have a nice surprise ready for the couple who has a baby boy.
While he hasn't really revealed what the exact reward will be, he did ensure that the gift will be attractive. Well, it better be worth it, considering the youngest and the only male child in the village is just 12 years old. However he turns out, I'm sure he's going to be quite the lady killer in town, given that he will be the only one for many, many years to come.
Number 3.
How many times have you cursed the unknown thief who flicked your wallet or a cell phone with the choicest badduas? Almost every time you got robbed. We all do it. But one thief believes he was actually struck with a generous dose of bad luck after he committed a petty theft at a restaurant in New Jersey.
And here's the catch. The theft in question was that of a single bottle of sauce that he basically swiped from the restaurant just for kicks. But soon he realized that crime never pays, even if it concerns condiments. Apparently, that bottle of sauce landed the poor guy in quite a soup.
Just minutes after the theft, someone banged into his car and everything seemed to go quite haywire. In his own words, after the theft, his karma, luck and life have been shit. So what does he do? He returns to the scene of the crime and replaces the loot with not one, but two brand new ketchup bottles, along with a letter of apology.
In the letter, he expressed hope that returning two new bottles would restore some of his karma and he could stop carrying the guilt. Surprisingly, the hotel manager said that they didn't even realize that a bottle of sauce was missing. Nonetheless, they have forgiven the ketchup thief. And in fact, as a bittersweet memory, the restaurant will be framing his anonymous letter and sticking it up on a wall. After all, kisi bhi galti ka afsos is a big thing, na?
Really?
Number 2.
Flying makes people do weird things. It's official. See, according to an investigation conducted by the Boston Globe, our strange behavior on flights might have a scientific explanation. Apparently, low air pressure reduces oxygen in our blood, and that can affect our decision-making skills and emotions.
They spoke to a few frequent flyers and airline crew, apart from referring to a bunch of research reports, to arrive at various conclusions. So, from uncontrollable crying while watching tear-jerkers on in-flight entertainment, to ordering bizarre beverages, and from tirades against flight attendants to forging intimate bonds with seatmate strangers, everything peculiar on board has a reason.
For example, the crying comes from symptoms related to hypoxia that caused the sob fest while watching mushy melodramas, and it happens to so many people that there is now a term for it called the mile cry club, or crying out loud in this case, literally.
Similarly, there is an explanation for ordering weird drinks on board. Cornell University researchers think that high noise levels lower our ability to taste sweet things and draw us to other flavors. One of those flavors is umami, a savory taste category sated by tomatoes, which makes tomato juice a pretty popular drink in the skies despite being relatively unpopular on ground.
Believe it or not, last year, when United Airlines announced that they are taking tomato juice off its menu, customers expressed outrage, eventually motivating the airline to reverse its decision. In a tweet assuring the customers of a steady supply of the bloody red juice, the airline tweeted, "Tomato juice is here to stay. Hashtag, let's call the whole thing off."
And there's some more good news. As per this study, the flight attendants don't really judge the passengers. One of the air hostesses interviewed has been quoted as saying, "Flying takes away everybody's sense of control. So they tend to grasp at whatever kind of control they can have, from overhead spaces to bag checks and more." So the next time you find yourself or someone else behaving oddly in a flight, remember, it's probably because it is in the air.
Number 1.
And finally, back on the ground, it's actress Kangana Ranaut's sister cum manager, Rangoli Chandel, who seems to be behaving quite oddly, especially on Twitter. Her toxic tweets are not new, but she's recently gone on a Twitter rant against Hrithik Roshan, taking sharp jibes at him and his film Super 30 without any provocation.
For the uninitiated, Super 30 is Hrithik's latest film that released 2 weeks before Kangana's judgmental Hekya. Without mentioning Hrithik's name, Rangoli has accused him of ruining a perfectly good biopic with outdated acting and black colour on his face.
Her exact words were, "Khud kala rang muh pe laga ke, outdated 90s ki acting karke, ek itne mahan insaan ki biopic kharab kar di. Sara dhyan Kangana mein hi rakhoge, to bhai acting kab karoge?" She further suggests, "Usko apna guru maankar, roz uski photo ki puja kiya kar." And then she comes with a punchline, "Ja thodi acting seekh le." And finally, the three magic words, "Jadu kahin ka."
Now, despite such obviously provocative tweets, there's been no response from Duggu, and Rangoli continued with her Twitter tirade. In another tweet, she wrote, "Thodi acting seekh lo, achhi film banaya karo, work hard. Ye sab choti games se kya hoga?" She ended her tweet with a profound statement that read, "Kangana will be announcing her directorial soon." And ended it with a burning question for her nemesis. Kab tak tadpoge?
Clearly, Twitter is Rangoli's virtual battleground and tweets are her weapons of choice. And this isn't the first time that Miss Chandel has regaled her followers with Twitter wars. A few days back, she took major panga with actress Tapsee Pannu, calling her a sasti copy of Kangana. To this, filmmaker Anurag Kashyap called Rangoli desperate. And then Kangana, who is not on Twitter, defended her sister offline, saying that she's just looking out for her. So, after reading about so much raita that she fell out on Twitter, I got very curious about Rangoli and decided to check her profile. Her description read, humanitarian. Ambitious, kind spirited. People clearly lie on social media, man.
Clearly. Leaving you to defend your senses from such tweeting terrors. We call it a wrap on today's Jaldi 5. Hope these stories help you strike up interesting conversations within your circles.
We love to hear from you. So please note that Tarana is at Tarana Raja across social. So that's Twitter, Facebook, Insta, all of that. And I use Jagguism on Instagram and Twitter. Get in touch, please.
You can also email your feedback to jukebox@bookmyshow.com. And don't forget to follow Book My Show on Facebook, Insta and Twitter for all the updates on movies, events and theatre gigs.
Until next time, I'm Jaggu.
I'm Tarana. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Jaldi 5 with Jaggu and Tarana. Exclusively on Book My Show, where all you gotta do is hashtag just press play.